Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris, and well, this evening I'm feeling a little bit better than I was this morning. And I've just been watching. I'm sat outside a pub in a little village called Buckden in the Yorkshire Dales, and I'm going to be camping tonight for free. Around the back of a public car park, actually. There is a campsite here. A farmer has got a campsite going, part of the camping and caravanning club. But I got a free pitch, so I'm going to use it. And I'm sat here. Just enjoyed a pint before I set my tent up. It's 9:15 of an evening. And I've been watching some birds feed, having their supper, I suppose, and it's quite interesting. I like birds anyway, but I think it was a sparrow hopping along the ground, and there's a wall opposite from where I'm sitting, and I've been watching it jump up and down, sort of climbing the wall, pecking away. So it must be picking up little grubs or little insects or something. I don't know what it's eating, but I just found it fascinating that it was walking along, hopping up, and it seemed to be falling off where it couldn't get purchase, and then hopping up again, and didn't really use its wings at all. I was watching closely to see if it would use the wings, but it seems that it can jump quite high. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I couldn't see it clearly. Maybe it had a little flutter. I don't know. But I found it fascinating. I'm just going to get ready to put my tent up now. I've come down off the hill today. The walk I'm doing was going to go a little bit further in a different direction, but I had enough. I've not had a rest day yet since I've started this pack life, and I've been walking pretty much most days, and I'm quite tired. I didn't go to bed till midnight last night, and the dawn chorus of the birds woke me about 4:30. But I did snooze in, I must admit, and I got up about 7. And before it was about 10 o'clock before I left, I recorded an audio boo, uploaded my maps on social hiking, shareyouradventure.com, uploaded some photographs to Flickr, that sort of thing, while I had signal. And so I had not a lot of sleep last night, and it was quite a tough day. It started out it was a very pleasant day all day, to be honest. The weather was fantastic. I've even caught the sun. I've got a bit of a suntan. But I didn't go as far as I wanted to. I did aim to get to a village called Kettlewell, but I couldn't make it. I came down off the hill, walked 2 miles down into this little village called Buckden. And I'm at a pub called the Buck Inn, which, in all fairness, is a lovely pub, but very expensive. God. Shocking. £16 for a basic main meal. Not that I'm eating meals wherever I go, of course, but that just gives you an indication. And I was told that the village further down the road, about a mile away, has a better pub. Cheaper food, cheaper beer, and probably more friendly, because it's a little bit more of a traditional pub. The Buckin's a very nice pub, but it's sort of run on a very professional level, and it does cater for those with a little bit of money coming out to enjoy a walk, people who are staying in cottages in the area and that sort of thing. And I'm not knocking the pub, it's lovely. In fact, they're looking for a little bit of work for the Tour de France, which is coming through Yorkshire. This part of Yorkshire, and they're looking for staff for a couple of days, so I might I'm going to phone them up. I've got the number, and I think they're struggling to get anybody to work because it's only for 2 days, and who can do that? Well, I can, and it says very good rates of pay. So I was thinking, well, it's middle of July, I might come back, and if they're offering what I'm going to ask for, actually, is accommodation and food in return for some work, see if they can go with that. Otherwise, I'll take the money. As long as I can camp, and there is a camp nearby. So, but yeah, I'm just chilling, really. Just chilling out. It's a lovely evening. Tomorrow's forecast here isn't good. Forecast storms, believe it or not. and I've got two routes to go. I can either continue the walk that I'm doing, which realistically is going to take a really long, long day to finish if I do the actual route, or I can go up and over the hill, which is a steep climb, a very steep descent, but it's about 5 miles instead of the 14, maybe 20 mile round trip through the valleys. So although the walk, if I went through the valleys, is on the flat, it's following a river course one way and then another river back around the mountain, I might be tempted to go up and over. We'll see how I feel in the morning, see what the weather's like. But I could do with a rest. I could do with just stopping for a day or so and just lying down and doing nothing. Catching up on some of my blogging, catching up on some of my work. I'm heading back in a few days back to my hometown to visit with family and friends. And then I'm not sure where I'm going next. But that's the life of the road, I suppose. In my last book, I was talking about mixed emotions. I still have them, but I'm not thinking about that now. That's come and gone. I'm sure it'll come again. The one thing I'm finding about this adventure so far is that because there is no end, there's no specific goal, then it becomes a little bit more... I don't know what the word is I'm looking for. It's abstract. It's very abstract. I can't latch on to anything. But it's very early days, so, you know, it's to be expected. And it's quite an interesting process. I'm trying not to be introverted about this or retrospective to myself. I'm trying to be a little bit... just enjoy the walk, putting one foot in front of another. Parts of today were quite tough, actually. A little bit like Wednesday, I was coming over some moorland, but the weather was great, so that helped an awful lot. But underfoot it was terrible because your foot was never flat. I mean, I walked about 7 miles, and at no point in that 7 miles was my feet ever flat on the ground. There was also hillocky, swampy, marshy, moorlandy kind of path, and it makes walking very difficult, especially with a pack. So it has tired me out, but I'm feeling good, folks, and I'm enjoying it, especially today. The sun and the weather's been glorious, and watching that little bird, it's just inspired me to do a little boo, and I've probably talked too much already, so I'm going to go. Good night all, and as always, if applicable, God bless.